Later this month, thousands of delegates from almost 200 countries will gather together for the International AIDS Conference. The U.S. will host that conference for the first time in more than 20 years. The International AIDS Conference will be held in one of the cities most affected by the pandemic, our nation's capital. Last year, the prevalence of HIV was higher in Washington, D.C. than in many African countries, including Rwanda, Ethiopia, and the Congo.
Washington, D.C. is a southern city that has a majority black population that has one of the most ferocious AIDS epidemic, not just anywhere in this country, it's anywhere in the world.
That's Dr. Robert Fullilove from Columbia University's Mailman School of Public Health. He's one of the contributors to a new frontline documentary that tells the story of how HIV has stricken the black community. The film is called Endgame, AIDS in Black America, and it's produced by our partner WGBH. It airs on PBS stations tonight. With us to talk about it is Nell, a great-grandmother who was infected with HIV 9 years ago, and Phil Wilson, president and CEO of the Black AIDS Institute. Phil is also HIV positive. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nell, tell us how you discovered that you were HIV positive.
Well, I had recently remarried, and my knight in shiny armor, I thought. So after a year of marriage, one morning, I was making our bed, and he, you know, had his Bible, which normally he left in his car. This particular time, he had brought it in the house, and the Bible was there by his bed. Accidentally, I kind of dismantled it, and all the information fell out, and it was a letter addressing to him, letting him know that he had been he had been exposed to the virus.
And he knew that before he married you.
That letter was dated a year prior to we getting married.
So that's why the minister at your church, who's now retired, but at the time he advised you to actually report your husband to the authorities. Let's take a listen to Reverend Edward Fields here.
I felt like Nell ought to go down and report it and have him arrested for it. That's what I felt. I mean, it's illegal. But Nell didn't want to do anything. And she did tell me that. She said, you know, because I love my husband.
Why not report him, Nell?
I loved him. I hated what he had done to me. That, don't get me wrong. I just didn't want to do it because he have children. He have a mother and he have a family. And plus, you know, he was sick. And I felt that if he was out, he could get the care that he needed. If he was incarcerated, you know, then perhaps he wouldn't get the care that he needed.
Well, let me turn to Phil Wilson, who's with the Black AIDS Institute. You know, Phil, I wonder how often AIDS is spoken of in the black community. With so many African Americans contracting HIV in the United States, do people talk about it openly?
Well, I think that the good news is that people are starting to talk about it a lot. Now, over the last few years, we really are seeing a significant mobilization around HIV and AIDS. The bad news or the tragedy is it was late in coming, that unfortunately, before the black community began to get really energized, the virus had already taken hold in our communities. Now, today, roughly half of the estimated 1.2 million Americans living with HIV are black. Roughly half of the 58,000 new HIV cases each year are black, and roughly half of the annual AIDS-related deaths in this country are black. So we're playing catch-up. Fortunately, we are at a deciding moment in the trajectory of the epidemic, and I think that this film highlights that. It not only charts where we were, it also charts how far we've come, and it lays out what we need to do and what can we do to eliminate this epidemic in our communities.
And yet one of the big problems, Phil, is that very often, it's certainly within the past years at least, HIV was associated with the gay community. And among African Americans, there's a great deal of homophobia. And to a certain extent, there's not as wide a tolerance of the homosexual lifestyle as there are among other groups. Would you agree?
Actually, I wouldn't agree. I would say that there still remains a tremendous amount of homophobia throughout America. I don't believe that is any more or less in black communities than it is in any other communities. But I do believe that the stakes can be higher. I think that particularly the fact that the AIDS epidemic was mischaracterized in black communities that are already under assault for so many things, that it provided carte blanche for many of our leaders to not pay attention to this issue. I also think that the way that black gay men experience homophobia in our own communities can be much more devastating than it can be among white gay men. And I think that that is also one of the drivers. I think that one of the challenges that Nell's ex-husband faced, and I'm not defending him at all, but the stigma can be a tremendous barrier to disclosure. It certainly can be a barrier for getting tested, and it can be a barrier for getting treated.
Nell, tell me about when you had the conversation with the rest of your family and had to tell them, explain to them what happened and explain to them that you were HIV positive. How did that go?
That was really, really hard, because being a mother of five adult children and my grandmother and a great-grandmother, that was hard. It was devastating to all of them. My son, which is the oldest, it was the hardest with him, because naturally he wanted to physically, you know, hurt my ex-husband. So it was hard. It was very hard.
And how is your health now, Nell?
I would say my health is pretty fair, you know, considering. I would like to think I'm doing okay. My doctor, you know, tells me I'm doing fine. I just have to learn how to rest more, and overall, I'm fine.
That's Nell. She's a 64-year-old great-grandmother who is HIV positive. Also with us, Phil Wilson, president and CEO of the Black AIDS Institute, also HIV positive. So, Phil, where do we go from here? If this is a pandemic that in the United States, at least, particularly affects African Americans, what's the most effective tool we have to get people tested, to get word out that this is something they can talk about, they can get treated for, and that they can get tested for?
Well, I think the most important message, and the most important message in this film, is that we actually can end the AIDS epidemic in our communities. We have the tools to do that. The question now is, will we? Will we use those tools effectively, efficiently, compassionately, expeditiously? But at the end of the day, if we're going to end the AIDS epidemic in black communities have to make a commitment to doing that work. We encourage people to get informed. Knowledge is a powerful tool in the war against HIV. Get tested. Knowing your HIV status is a right and a responsibility. Knowing your partner's HIV status can save your life. If positive, get treatment. AIDS is not an automatic death sentence anymore. I know, because I've been living with HIV now for 32 years. I've been living with full-blown AIDS for 15 years. I'm alive today because I have love and support of family and friends. And I have access to treatment. And probably most importantly, to get involved. The life you save may be your own, and we do have the capacity to fight this epidemic. Black people are resilient people. We have been greater than all the challenges we faced in the past, and together we are greater than AIDS.
That's Phil Wilson, president and CEO of the Black AIDS Institute. And we also spoke with Nell, a 64-year-old great-grandmother who's also HIV positive. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.